Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. And Todd is such a great element of the show where Beavis and Butthead are in love with just the biggest dirtbag in the universe, the biggest Texas dirtbag.
Just the total piece of shit. And they're like, isn't he cool? Like, no matter what he does to them, he like spits in their face, kicks him in the balls.
They're Todd
like,
is cool.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, everything he does.
And there's a lot of that in our next game. The reason I'm here today, folks, it's Beavis and Butthead in Virtual Stupidity. And it's not a virtual reality game, despite what the cover art looks like. It's a CD-ROM misadventure game. That's what the cover art tells you.
I wish I'd played this game. I'm really sad. I don't have, from watching the playthrough, I was like, well, this looks like the exact, because I played a very similar type game, but not as good from the look of it. Virtual Springfield, which is like a click around thing with your favorite characters and they're all talking, and like, that's what this is. I wish I'd have played this.
You played it. Virtual Springfield is like a desktop toy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With
there's
some
no
lights.
Actual plot. Yeah. You're not the characters in the game. Yeah, it's not as straightforward, but both of them, I would have just loved the production values, because that's what I love most about Virtual Springfield. It's like, no, this is all the voices from the show.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this out here. This could be in the running for the best licensed game of all time. It could be in the running. If it's not number one, it's number two. Matt, have you played this one at all?
My friend had like a, in my memory, he had a demo of this, which was the starting section. And as soon as you leave the school from the rooftop, the game just ends and goes to the desktop. But that's not the little thingy's budget re-release that just repackages the mini games, is it?
No, Little Thingies was just the mini games and a few others they made on top of that.
So yeah, he definitely had the demo, and I played that demo like 1,000 times. I loved it. I loved every little, like, yeah, it was amazing hearing the actual licensed real soundtrack and all the real voices. And I love the spitting mini game. It reminds me so much of the, what was it, the tomato shooting one in Virtual Bart, I think, or was it Bart's Nightmare?
Virtual Bart.
Okay,
but this is so much better than that.
Yeah, it is. And I would just try to like get a better score. It doesn't keep your score when you do the demo over and over. So I'd write down my score of how many hits, even
it
though
was,
the whole
honor system.
Yeah, I beat myself. I did. But even though like you can just end it whenever you get a loogie and hawk it on McVicker. But I was just blown away by this. And when I look back on it now, there's these big chunky sprites and they look kind of, they look as good as sprites can sort of be, but they're not very clean. So, but they are very, I don't know, like charming or they're kind of doing their own thing, but I guess it's just because they're animated so well and there's so much to look at that they want to do all this custom art. And just, I've wanted to go back to this forever. And I thought during the course of this podcast, I'd find out that like, yeah, this was re-released somehow, somewhere, but sadly I don't think it was. So I would love to go back and experience the full game, because I never got far. When my friend eventually got the full game, I didn't get to play it that much, obviously, to just let me be in your house and just play this single player adventure game. So that was really
go away for a bit. Leave me with this. Yeah, I mean, more description about this game. It is a point and click adventure game made by people who love LucasArts games. I played through a lot of LucasArts games recently for this podcast. This game is better than some of those. This game is better than Sam and Max Hit the Road. This game is better than Full Throttle. This is a very good adventure game. The year it came out, PC Gamer named this the best adventure game of the year. That was the same year as Full Throttle and The Dig. It is that good. and it is now abandonware. So go find it. It's very worth playing. But we talked about it up front. It's a very high budget official game. So there are writers from the show writing all the dialogue. There is Mike Judge there. He's doing all the voices, and other people who do voices on the show are there as well. Tracy Grandstaff is there doing Daria. Toby Huss is there as Todd. All your favorites are there. Not only that, the backgrounds are by MTV Animation. So the people making the show are making the backgrounds, and there is basically an episode's worth of original animation for cutscenes in the show. So there, I mean, the entire experience is like a Beavis and Butthead movie, like in terms of the amount of content. And then there is like an original short hidden within there if you stitch together all the pieces. So that is like, that's significant because that's so much cooperation from MTV and from Mike Judge. And from this point on, Mike Judge is doing a ton of voice acting in these video games. It's astounding that he was cooperating so much.
Yeah, he's a busy, busy guy. And he's like, no, I'll record. So, I mean, just seeing... in a playthrough of it, and a playthrough is just fun to watch because at least in that long play you shared, Bob, that it's, you know, the person is clicking on everything, and also it's not just like, it's not just interact click, it's also like, okay, say something, do something, and then is it Beavis who says something or Butthead that says something, and there's an original interaction for like all of those.
It's I mean, it's a well-designed if slightly easy adventure game, but it's just fun to have a room full of objects and an inventory and click on them. What does Butthead think about this door? What does Beavis think about nachos? What, like, everybody has a thought about everything. It's like the best part of any adventure game, just clicking on everything to get more content and more like color out of the world. It's so well done, and developed by ICOM Simulations. They have a big history with adventure games dating back to the Mac Venture games. These all receive ports for the NES, so maybe you played them there, but things like Shadowgate, Deja Vu, and The Uninvited, all made by ICOM, and this is just like the latest of their legacy of adventure game production. I don't know what else to say, but it's very, very good. And it's also from the era in which adventure games are still viable, but feeling kind of uneasy about themselves. So there's also a lot of mini games, but those are very good too. And there is like an interactive toy in the game as well, where there's like an open mic stage and you can do like air guitar with Beavis and Butthead and then like record the notes they play and then play them back. It's really, really neat.